achievements, the results you produce, the quality of your relationships, the state of your health and physical fitness, your income, your debts, your feelings, everything. This is not easy. In fact, most of us have been conditioned to blame something outside of ourselves for the parts of our life we don't like. We blame our parents, our bosses, our friends, the media, our coworkers, our clients, our spouse, the weather, the economy, our lack of money, even our astrological chart, anyone or anything we can pin the blame on. We never want to look at where the real problem is, ourselves. It is time to stop looking outside yourself for the answers to why you haven't created the life and results you want, for it is you who creates the quality of the life you lead and the results you produce. You, no one else. To achieve major success in life, to achieve those things that are most important to you, you must assume 100% responsibility for your life. Nothing less will do. You have to give up all your excuses. If you want to create the life of your dreams, then you are going to have to take 100% responsibility for your life as well. That means giving up all your excuses, all your victim stories, all the reasons why you can't and why you haven't up until now, and all your blaming of outside circumstances. You have to give them all up forever. You have to take the position that you have always had the power to make it different, to get it right, to produce the desired result. For whatever reason, ignorance, lack of awareness, fear, needing to be right, the need to feel safe, you chose not to exercise that power. Who knows why? It doesn't matter. The past is the past. All that matters now is that from this point forward, you choose. That's right, it's a choice. You choose to act as if, and that's all that's required, to act as if, you are 100% responsible for everything that does or doesn't happen to you. If something doesn't turn out as planned, you will ask yourself, how did I create that? What was I thinking? What were my beliefs? What did I say or not say? What did I do or not do to create that result? How did I get the other person to act that way? And what do I need to do differently next time to get the result that I want? Dr. Robert Resnick, a psychotherapist in Los Angeles, taught me a very simple but very important formula that made this idea of 100% responsibility even clearer to me. It literally changed my life, and it can change yours too. The formula is E plus R equals O, and that stands for event plus response equals outcome. The basic idea is that every outcome you experience in life, whether it is success or failure, wealth or poverty, health or illness, intimacy or estrangement, joy or frustration, every event that you experience is the result of how you have responded to an earlier event or events in your life. If you don't like the outcomes you're currently getting, there are two basic choices you can make. One, you can blame the event for your lack of results, the O, the outcome. In other words, you can blame the economy, the weather, the lack of money, your lack of education, racism, gender bias, the current administration in Washington, your wife or husband, your boss's attitude, the lack of support, the political climate, the system, or lack of systems, and so on. If you're a golfer, you've probably even blamed your clubs and the course you played on. No doubt all of these factors do exist, but if they were the deciding factor, nobody would ever succeed. Lots of people overcome these so-called limiting factors, so it can't be the limiting factors that limit you. It is not the external conditions and circumstances that stop you. It is you. We stop ourselves. We think limiting thoughts and engage in self-defeating behaviors. We defend our self-destructive habits, such as drinking and smoking, with indefensible logic. We ignore useful feedback, fail to continuously educate ourselves and learn new skills, waste time on the trivial aspects of our lives, engage in idle gossip, eat unhealthy food, fail to exercise, spend more money than we make, fail to save and invest in our future, avoid necessary conflict, fail to tell the truth, and don't ask for what we want. And then we wonder why our lives don't work. But this, by the way, is what most people do. They